This update brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. This Sunday, May 19th, local viewers will have a reason to smile as a video featuring the Animan family from our community will be showcased on America's Funniest Home Videos on ABC. Josh Animan, a salesman at Thumb Broadcasting, and his wife, Shay, submitted a video of their young son, Eli, hilariously crashing his electric-powered BMW ride-on car in their garage. The video has caught the attention of AFV and will be featured in a non-contest episode, bringing a moment of joy to households nationwide. It was Eli's first time driving the car, and he's been scared to drive it since. Hopefully, seeing the video on TV will help him overcome his fear. Don't miss the chance to share in the laughter. Tune in this Sunday to see Eli's amusing mishap on America's Funniest Home Videos. As we approach the end of the Bad Axe spring cleanup on May 24th, this weekend marks the final opportunity to join hands and spruce up our beloved community. Armed with a specialized leaf vac truck, the city is poised to whisk away nature's debris from our streets. Remember, only leaves should adorn the curbs for pickup, while tree limbs should be neatly stacked between the sidewalk and curb. As we bid farewell to spring and welcome the blossoming of summer, let's unite as proud residents of Bad Axe, embodying our commitment to cleanliness and community well-being. Together, we can transform our town into a shining beacon of civic responsibility and environmental stewardship, inspiring neighboring communities across the Thumb region. And we'll be back with more news for you on WLEW and WHST after this.
Life's about the choices we make. What to wear, what to eat, what to do in a day. It can be fun, but what if we pick the wrong choice? At Thumb Cellular, the only wrong choice is not to make one. Right now, Thumb Cellular has three great deals to choose from, and all are winners. You can choose to double your device trade-in value, choose AppleCare Plus protection for half price, or choose a free accessory for your brand new smartphone. Whichever you pick is money saved in your pocket. Plus, anyone switching to Thumb Cellular or adding a line will get a bonus month of free service. The choice is easy. Choose Thumb Cellular and save. Terms and conditions apply. Ask a customer care rep for full details. Maximum trade-in credit is $200 or actual phone value, whichever is greater. Half off AppleCare Plus applies to one-time purchase. Free accessory priced at $100 or less and excludes AirPods. All offers end June 30th, 2024.
Six men face charges in connection with the theft of more than 400 vehicles worth about $8 million in Michigan. The state attorney general's office said Thursday that the men were part of a criminal organization. They say the vehicles were stolen from dealerships, storage and parking lots, and homes. The men were charged with conducting a criminal enterprise, using a computer to commit a crime, and receiving and concealing stolen vehicles. Police recovered seven stolen vehicles, auto parts, electronic key fobs, burglary tools, thousands of dollars in cash, and nine firearms. The Attorney General's office says the ring has operated in more than 40 communities throughout the state. Pro-Palestinian protesters wearing masks pitched tents and placed fake bloody corpses outside the home of a University of Michigan official. Sarah Hubbard is chair of the university's governing board. She says the 6 a.m. demonstration in Okemos involved 30 people Wednesday with a bullhorn and a drum. The protesters left 30 to 45 minutes later when police arrived. There were no arrests. Jordan Acker, another board member, says someone with a face covering left a list of demands at his home at 4:40 a.m., The protesters want the university to drop investments in companies connected to Israel. The school says it has no direct investments. And we will continue after this.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A New Mexico judge plans to rule next week on a grand jury indictment against Alec Baldwin in the fatal shooting on the set of the Western movie Rust. During the virtual hearing Friday, defense attorneys accused prosecutors of unfair maneuvers at grand jury proceedings that diverted attention away from exculpatory evidence and their witnesses. Earlier this year, the grand jury indictment charged Baldwin with involuntary manslaughter in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins at a movie ranch on the outskirts of Santa Fe in October of 2021. Baldwin has pleaded not guilty. A U.S. Navy strike group's flagship aircraft carrier has left its Japanese home port, wrapping up nearly 9 years of deployment in the Indo-Pacific, where it served a key role in the U.S. effort to bolster defense ties with Japan and other partners in the region. The departure of USS Ronald Reagan on Thursday saw family members and friends of the crew waving the vessel off and speeches by officers and the U.S. ambassador. It comes at a time of growing tension in the face of increasingly assertive China in the Indo-Pacific. The carrier will be replaced later this year by the USS George Washington. And we'll be back after this.
Get on board.
The water is open. It's time to go boating and fishing and leave stress in our wake. Feel the wind as we ride and a fish on the line. Reel in our first catch and feel the sun at our backs. It's get out on the water season. It's time to get on board. Find out where to get on board near you. Visit Take Me Fishing and Discover Boating to learn more. And please recreate responsibly.
Get on board. Get on board.
The Israeli military says its troops in Gaza found the bodies of 3 Israeli hostages killed by Hamas in its October 7th attack, including German-Israeli Shani Lauk. A photo of Lauk's twisted body in the back of a pickup truck ricocheted around the world, bringing to light the scale of the October 7th attack on southern Israel. The military on Friday identified the other 2 bodies found as those of a 28-year-old woman, Amit Buskila, and a 56-year-old man, Itzhak Gilarenter. Military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said all 3 were killed by Hamas while fleeing the Nova Music Festival, an outdoor dance party near the Gaza border. The military did not give immediate details on where the bodies were found. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.com. This update brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. The temperature is currently 76 degrees, 78 with the heat index. Wind speeds are from the east at 5 miles per hour. And the humidity is at 50%.